Basi Lagani Tovshin Mem Gimel Aisei, the second paragraph of Aisei, in the booklets is on page Lamed. The Alter Rebbe is explaining. Okay, he asked the question, why is it that the level of Matamata Adin Tachlis is explained in such great length? So he says, in order to refine all the sparks that exist, it has to come from the level of Teda, because through Teda, you elevate, like you said, the Varta, the Baal Shem Tov, Sur Meira. First you have to turn away from evil, and then make the evil, Vasei Tov, make the evil into good. And therefore, that's the union of davening, and Padi is the worst of all klipas. And then he says, the last thing he says, that we'll understand it based on the word of the Magid, the man Shisi, Aisei Sai, Aisei is not only wonders, but Aisei are the letters of Teda, that you elevate the world through the level of Teda. And therefore Hashem brought another three Makis to have the whole parsha of stories to break Egypt with the words of Teda. In other words, the story in the Chumash actually refines Padi, breaks Padi and refines him. Today's class is again sponsored by Dr. Hakaka in honor of memory of his father, Habib ben Shlomo. Shama Shadav and Aliyah. So he says not like this. The Inyan is, the letters, okay, of which refers to the level of Alokus that fell down in Shvira Sakelim. The Padi, Melech Mitzrayim, El Eretz Mitzrayim, Padi, the king of Egypt, entered the land of Mitzrayim. He says, the letters, meaning Torah, elevates all the sparks of Kedusha that exist in the world. But the Pasuk says, Eisei, meaning, Hashem says, they're my letters. They're levels of Kedusha that fell down. Therefore, Va'adrab, on the contrary, Kol HaGaver, Gaver, B'Yesed, the higher the thing. Neifel, L'mata, Mata, B'Yesed, falls further down. So therefore, the sparks of Kedusha that fell into such a low level of Pari in Egypt and the worse than Sholchkibs and Timaeus are obviously originate from a much higher place. And therefore, they need to be returned. They have to be returned to the levels of letters. But Hashem's letters, meaning Isis, the Kedusha. Therefore, the stories are first written in Teda. In other words, like this. Anything that happens in the world comes from Teda. Okay, that means all the Makis in Parei came because it says so in Chumash. He looked into Teda and created the world. Which means Hashem looked into Chumash and said, let the Makah Dam, it became Dam. He looked into Teda and Tzvadeya, Tzvadeya. You know, all the 10 plagues. So he says, therefore, first they're written in letters of Kedusha, Eisei Sai. Then the letters fell all the way down into the level of Klipa. And then they have to be returned back to the level of Kedusha. Therefore, first they're written in Chumash, Shai Deza Nasim Eisei's Beteda. They become sparks of Kedusha in Teda. And therefore, Veim Nasim Koyach, and that gives the strength to refine the letters after they fell down in Shvira Sekelim. In other words, where does a Jew get the koyach to elevate Klipa? Because Klipa originated in Kedusha. And because Klipa originated in Kedusha, in essence it's Kedusha. But it fell, because it's so great, it falls very far down. But in essence, it's really Kedusha. So therefore, you have the ability to re-elevate the sparks of Kedusha, because initially they're Kedusha. And it says, Avshaloshim b'teira sarava magit, even though the magit says the expression, Hadvarim b'teilim shalpar v'shal mitzrayim, and l'cheira, ein da shayach l'birur advarim shalamata mizah, to elevate things which are lower. In other words, like this. The Magid's expression is to elevate the Dvarim B'Telem of Pari. Okay? Dvarim B'Telem means wasted words. The Alter Rebbe, like he brings down, if I look at Perichas of Tanya. In Perichas of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe says, there's Dvarim Betelim, and there's Dvarim Asurim. Dvarim Asurim means forbidden words. Lashon Hara, gossip, you know, forbidden words. Dvarim Betelim, by definition, means bottle. They're not necessarily forbidden words. They're not necessarily forbidden words. But they have no purpose in them. Just for no purpose, the Dvarim Betelim. The Rebbe once, many times said, if he demands something from the people and they don't do it, so they were machshil him in Dvarim Betelim. He spoke idle words, nothing came from it. Exactly. So Lecheda, the Maggid speaks about elevating the Klipa Pari, he says Dvarim Betelim, which Lecheda doesn't mean the forbidden levels of Pari, the ultimate, he said, that's what it means. He says, Ein Mikri Yesim De Pshute. Meaning, Pashtus HaKos, and the Pashtus of the Pasik means, Al Gimel HaMakas, Hanei Sefes, the three additional Makas in Pashtus Bari, Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch HaMitzrayim Al Eves HaOretz, Val Pari Melch Mitzrayim, that he brought these words into Mitzrayim, not only Dvarim Betelim, which is basically neutral words, but even Dvarim Betelim, Dvarim Asurim, Atanim HaGadol, Harevitz B'tzech Ya'eri, who crouches in the middle of the river, the Nile, and he says, Li Ya'eri Vani Yassisi, I made it. Shaydeiz and Nase Birid V'Pari U'Mitzrayim Kipshutam. Okay? So what's the Rav HaMaggid saying? That Hashem said, the man Shisi Aisi Sayele B'Kirboi, in the last three Makis, Hashem is saying to Meshe Rabbeinu, the whole purpose is to elevate the letters of Kedusha, that fell down from Shviras HaKelim into Gimel Klipas HaTemeis, not only into Klipas Nega, the permissible things, even into total level of evil like Pari, not only Gimel Klipas HaTemeis that I've explained before, which is even worse because Pari was the chief of that aspect, and it has to be elevated until the Birur of a level Vayi B'Shalach Pari HaSa'am, the Pari sent throughout the nation. That means even Klipa is saying, go back to Kedusha. K'mavur baruch ha-divin ha-masav yibishalach ha-sa'am. La'ad mer tzemach tzedek and la'ad mer marash. Which is inyan is l'chatchila ribir. And now this year that the Rebbe said this maimer was 100 years since the passing of the Rebbe Marash. The paro yimishaleh pa'eres. Hainu, shegam pari ozad, even pari helped Le'yetziyim in Mitzrayim. In other words, like this. Mitzrayim represents evil. Mitzarim Megvulim. Mitzrayim, in the real sense, was the lowest, the immoral, the most corrupt
society,
country in the world. So now Yetzias Mitzrayim means taking Klipa out of there, getting out of Klipa. So he said, Bishalach Pari Sa'a means even Pari, Klipa itself, helped the Jews to elevate Klipa. Even evil itself helped the Jews to go out of Egypt. That's in a certain way a form of transformation. Not only did evil, by definition, fight Kedusha, which was the definition of evil, it even helped the Jews to go out of Golus. In other words, the Gampari of Ezer Yisrael Yitim Mitzrayim, like Moshe said to him, Gamato Titim B'Yodenu. Not only are we going to go out, you're going to give us gifts going out. Through this, it becomes even a greater gilui. Therefore, the Pasuk says, concerning the Golus Mitzrayim, v'zarati li ba'aret, and planting you in the land, means Hashem is planting the Jews in Mitzrayim. What do you mean the expression, planting Jews in Mitzrayim? He says, inyan azriya, the Inyan of Leah, Kamai Merazalik, it says in the Gemara, Klum Odim Mezeri Akkord. He says, the Gemara says, a farmer doesn't plant a cord as a measurement. You don't plant a cord to produce a cord. You just don't do anything. So obviously, when you plant a cord, your purpose is to get many cordim. You don't invest $1 to make $1, you invest $1 to make $100. So he says, why does Hashem call the Golus Mitzrayim the Lashon of Zriya? The Pasuk calls it planting. Because through Golus Mitzrayim, by being in a place where the lowest of lowest klipas existed, and the Jews elevated, Erev Rav Allah Itam, the Jews elevated all the sparks of Kedusha. Not only did they elevate it, Pari helped them elevate it, and Pari gave them gifts to go out of Mitzrayim. That's the ultimate accomplishment. Duh.
Comes from there.
1 minute. What's the existence of total klipa? What keeps it alive?
There's no gap in it.
What is the ultimate life of klipa? No, so what are you asking me?
The lowest of the lowest.
Okay. The lowest of the lowest of the lowest. What keeps it existing?
Comes from the highest of the highest of the highest.
It's Kedusha. It's not revealed Kedusha. That doesn't mean it's not Kedusha. If I hide behind a curtain, that doesn't mean I'm not there. What is the existence of Klipa?
That's
sound like the other religions, that there's God and there's Satan, and bad comes from Satan and good comes from God, and that's it. Bad has nothing to do with God. What? How do you elevate it now? By breaking it. Then you go to a pig and break it. By not eating it, you break the power of evil in it. So the level of Kedusha in it is not so constricted. You can't re-elevate the spark of Kedusha to Kedusha. But by breaking evil, by not eating it, yeah, so then you take away the mass covering of it.
No pork chops. No pork chops.
It actually carries the lowest level of tumah.
No, the other way. The lowest level of tumah.
So conversely, it should be the other round too, as well. Why?
Yeah, that not only that, that he just said that the higher the thing, the lower it falls. Yeah. So the ultimate mata adin tachlis, right? He said mata adin tachlis. One second, we're talking about mata. Correct. That means the highest level of Kedusha. No. It comes into and makes the lowest level of evil exist.
Exist, yeah. But so, it's not
did I say revealed? I said, what is the essence of Klipa? Essence means its existence, not revealed existence.
We're going to reveal. How can I reveal something that is
really clear? This way you can elevate it by benefiting from it. But Pari, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they elevated Klipas Mitzrayim not to make it Kedusha. They did break the Klipa Mitzrayim. It was to two things. To elevate the sparks of Kedusha that are there, and the torture of it. One second. Being there was to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. The suffering of Mitzrayim was to refine the Jews to be able to receive the Torah.
So when the existence of something is Kedusha, then what? This thing exists. Existence of it. What Hashem makes it exist, that means that there is Kedusha in it?
Yeah.
Everything has Kedusha, you know?
But Kedusha usually means revealed godliness. But the fact is Hashem is holy. Whether we see Him or not, Hashem is holy. So the existence... Okay, does Hashem exist? Is there a place that Hashem doesn't exist? In the worst pits, evil. Is Hashem existing there? So what's your problem?
The problem?
I know what you're asking. You're asking, L'chaira, how can we say the Jews elevated the sparks of Mitzrayim, which the Shol Shem Satzmeh is, if it ultimately can't be revealed until Mashiach's coming? That's what you're asking.
Yes.
So it wasn't an ultimate total elevation, but it was a partial elevation of breaking the klipa of evil. Breaking the evil, the power of evil, yes, doesn't make the evil, the kedusha in it, back to kedusha. It's still bound to evil. But you broke the power of the evil.
So you go back to even saying that even as slaves, that was part of the whole process.
Part of the slavery is a refinement. Refinement means elevating the world. Correct. That's every negative mitzvah. By keeping a negative mitzvah, you weaken the power of evil. You don't bring kedusha into the world. Positive mitzvahs bring kedusha into the world. You're doing an act. That's why on positive mitzvahs we have a bracha, asher kedshanu b'mitzvah. On negative mitzvahs, there's no bracha. Because you're not bringing kedusha into the world. When you transgress a negative commandment, in other words, somebody, chas v'sholem, eats pig, by eating pig, you're strengthening the power of evil. But by not eating pig, you don't bring kedusha to the world. By not eating it, by not sustaining it, by not feeding it, it automatically becomes weaker. Did you elevate it? No. That will happen when Mashiach comes. But it's weakened. To break him more. Yeah.
I mean, but you see that Paro chased after the Jewish people after. He said he let him go, but yet he chased after him.
Correct.
So if he let him go and he was, you know, even he helped him, he said. He even
at the time he sent him, he helped him. Then he regretted it.
Then he changed his mind.
Right.
He hardened his heart.
Because Hashem doesn't want that he should do it. Dira b'techteina means, why? I don't know. God could have not made the world. Because Hashem wants us to make a perfect world through elevating the sparks of Kedusha that exist in the world. What? Because Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got to get lower and lower and lower. Listen, 20 years ago, everybody thought the world can't get worse than it is. Right? Today it's done a pretty good job of being much worse than it was 20 years ago. And the way things are going, in 10 years from now, the world probably will be the pits of the pits of the pits. And I'll tell you, if Mashiach doesn't come 10 years after that, it's still going to be worse. No? That's the way it works.
And as far as time, why does a person take antibiotics for 10 days? Why can't just one day work?
Because their pharmacist needs money. They probably could take a pill that would be good for one day, but the doctors won't have a cahoots with the pharmacist to make. Let's give them more money and we'll make more. You know, yeah, I'm running their business. You know why? Spiritually, why? Because things need to go slowly. When you have a whoop, woof, it's not internalized. You have to go. But like it said by Mashiach, Atam to look. I mean, Kalei b'menusa yaleichun. They're gonna by Yitzias Mitzrayim. This explains why did they have to run out of Egypt? Because they were still connected to evil. And if, like we said, if in class recently, if you're addicted to something, you must be an extremist. If you want to stop smoking and you're addicted to it, you can't be near anybody who's smoking. A person who does it's not addicted can hang around people that don't, not going to do anything to him. But a person who's addicted to alcohol, smoke, drugs, whatever it is, they need to be an extremist. in Mitzrayim, the Jews were still connected to evil. Because it wasn't Matan Torah yet. So therefore, they needed to run out of Egypt. But Hashem wants that Avodah should be done slowly. You know, when it comes too quick, it falls away too quick. A person that becomes from overnight can lose it overnight. It has to be internalized. Internalized is step by step by step by step. The long, short way. But that's what Hashem wants. Hashem does, of course. Tshuva, by the way, can be instantaneous. Like the Rambam says, Yisraelis and tshuva, umiyadei negalim. The Jews do tshuva immediately. But that's the concept of tshuva. Normally, the avodah of what Hashem wants from us is one step at a time. My uncle said that when he started working for the Rebbe, years ago, I mean, long time ago. So the Rebbe gave him a piece of paper. Now, the Rebbe, the way the Rebbe would give out papers with writing, the Rebbe would make circles and arrows, and it was a very complicated thing to figure out. Afterwards, you got the hang of it. But initially, the Rebbe would make arrows and lines, and it was unbelievable. So the Rebbe gives him a paper, and the Rebbe told him, okay, type it up. So look at it, and the Rebbe notices, like, what? So the Rebbe said, do one line at a time. Mm-hmm. Rebbe told him, do one line at a time. He said this publicly many times. The Rebbe, and he said he learned a lesson. Something could look overwhelming. Life can look overwhelming. Yeah? But if you take one step at a time, it's like we said many times. Some people wake up in the morning, oh, I have a million things to do today. And the whole day they're saying, oh, I have a million things to do today. By the end of the day, they did nothing. Right? And another person wakes up in the morning and says, oh, yeah, I have a million things to do. Let's start. Done. By 12 o'clock, they're done. And they have a whole day free, and everything was accomplished already. Okay, so you have to take Hashem wants one step at a time in Avedas Hashem. It's a process. There was Adam and Chava. Then there was the Chet Eitzadas. Then you had this. Then you had to have Noach. Then you had to have Avram. You had to have Yitzchok Yach. You have to have Golus Mitzrayim. You had to have Matan Torah. You had to have Mishkan. You had to have first base Mikdash. Second Golus. Second base Mikdash. That's a process. It's a process going on for 5,783 years. It's a long time, by the way. Even though they're millions, billions of years old, the world. But even 5,783 years is a long time. And it's a process from day one of creation. When Hashem created Adam Rishon. When Hashem created Adam Rishon, every day was a process. There had to be Chatei Tzedas. There had to be this. There had to be that. There had to be the flood. There had to be Avraham Avinu. There had to be. Hashem could have brought Mashiach at the beginning of creation. But Hashem said, big deal that I could do it. I mean, that's not what I want. It's not my enjoyment. My enjoyment is that you do it.
In
what?
There's
only good. The Rebbe explains in the Sikha in Lech Lecha, in Chelek Hei, it's a famous Sikha. When Hashem said, Vayeded Avram Mitzrayim, Avram went down to Mitzrayim. After Hashem says, Lech Lecha, which is go on a higher level, and then he tells him, Lech Reid, the Rebbe in the Sikha explains at great length, that not only is the descent for the sake of elevation, the descent itself is elevation. And the mashal which is given, when you knock down a building to put up a bigger, better building, the knocking down the building is not destruction. Halachically, it's not in Hilchos Shabbos. It's not halachically destruction. Knocking down the building is construction. It's a part of the construction process. Therefore, halachically, even though by Shabbos it has to be constructive, and demolishing a building is destructive, but if it's seisa menas livneis, if you're destroying with the intent of construction, then the destruction is constructive.